Good morning, everyone. And I think we are back to our sensors. And I think I'll be talking with using sensors on subsurface drip irrigation and how we can maintain or recommend the fertilizer on the drip systems. I think there is a small change in my topic. It is like comparison of two active sensors in estimating in-season plant nitrogen status in irrigated cotton. And the two main objectives of this study is to compare two active spectroradiometers for in-season end status assessment of subsurface drip irrigation cotton. And the second one is to assess lint yields and nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency with two different spectral reflectance-based end management strategies compared to soil test-based nitrogen management in subsurface drip. Materials and methods. Here is the yield goal, the fertilizer recommendation, nitrogen recommendation based on the yield goal from Oklahoma State. That's what they recommend for like 2.5 to 3 bales. We need a nitrogen fertilizer of 125 to 150 pounds. And this fertilizer recommendation includes the 24-inch soil nitrate data too. The treatments. I have total 6 treatments, and they've been replicated 3 times, except for zero plot has been replicated only once. And first one is the STB. We inject like UAN, recommend UAN. It's from the early square to mid bloom injection for 2.5 bales per acre yield goal. And you can see there's algorithm all there. It includes 120 pounds of N per acre, that's a yield goal. Minus the soil data, soil 24 inches soil data, minus the irrigation water. And the second one is a 0.5 STB, 1.5, 0. The reflectance based management one, or reflectance strategy one, is like it's going to start from 0.5 STB, and you're going to refer that to take STB as references, reference rate when the reflectance one strategy NDVI values are less than STB values. The reflectance-based management 2 is going to start from STB. We're going to refer that to, we'll take the reference of 1.5 STB rate if the NDA values are less than 1.5 STB. I think you guys are very much familiar with the Green Seeker. I used Green Seeker and Crop Circle for this 3-year study from 07 to 09. And the variety which we used was AFD 6016. Green Seekers have 2 wavelengths, the red and the NIR, and we maintain a distance of 40 inches above the canopy for all the treatment, also for the zero plots. And the 40 inches distance was being recommended by the company Green Seeker and the Crop Circle. This is the Crop Circle. In this we have 2 wavebands, the amber and the NRI, with different wavelengths, and we maintain the same 40 inches distance from the canopy. Here's a handheld chlorophyll meter, which we're going to use along with the two sensors. Here's a plot plan. We have 8 4-inch row plots for each station. Each station is having 8 rows of 40 inches deep. 40 inches wide width and 600 feet long. We have 16 stations, and you can see the 9th station, the zero plot that's not been replicated. Here, how the whole field looks like. You can see the, I don't know if you can see it, but here the station you can see in the front. Going to the results part of it. We did cut data from early bloom, mid bloom, and also the first open bowl. I'm going to show you the data from the mid bloom and the first open bowl sampling. From the mid bloom sampling, you can see the end rate injected was, I think mid bloom was close to the end of our injection, nitrogen injection. And on this one, you can read, compared to STB and reference strategy 2, we saved like 10 pounds. Now, reference strategy 2 and 1.5 STB, we saved 30 pounds. Of total end being that being applied. And in case of reflectance 1, we saved 12, 18 pounds of yen. And both the sensors, they did show a similar trend, just a zero showing significant difference by being responding compared to other treatments. The leaf end, I think the previous speaker was talking the range about like 4 to 4.5, and the hour leaf end is like highest was 3.7. Even the biomass on the zero plots is pretty significantly different from the other treatments, other end rates. Here's a graph which shows the difference between the two sensors, how they have been, how the value is going to change with the date. I think this user trend is, as the days goes by, the NDVI values going to be going up and going to plateau up at about mid-bloom stage. That's what we can see here. And the zero plot, the zero treatment, completely, it's different. You can easily make it up. It's completely different from other two treatments, the STB and the GS1. In 2007, I think the main point here is in the green seeker, the data is kind of bumpy. It's like going up and down, whereas in crop circle, the data is like consistent. Here's the first open bowl. You can see here that first we go to the lint yield. You can see zero is a significant difference from the other treatments, but within the treatments, there's not much response for the end rate, or response for the lint yield. So we can say, like, on average, if we can apply like 60 to 80 pounds, there's going to be sufficient to get the optimum yields under subsurface drip system. And we can see the same trend in 08 and 09. On the recovery efficiency, going to total end uptake, STB is showing 128 pounds per acre was the recovery efficiency, total end uptake. The efficiency was 65%. So it's very efficient compared to furrow irrigated, row irrigated, or center pivot. I think on those systems, the recovery efficiency will be ranging from 30 to 40%, even like less than 30 to 25 to 40. I did the correlation on these parameters, and you can see there's a strong correlation between the end rates and crop circle green seeker, and also with the chlorophyll meter. But the lint yield was not showing strong correlation with these leaf parameters as well as the NDVI values. It was 07, the yields compared in 07 was a little lower because we had to go for replanting because of the hail damage, and it was a hot season compared to 08 and 09. Coming to the 08 data, here we received close to like 30 pounds on the GS2 strategy, and on the reflectance 1 strategy, we saved like close to 14 pounds per acre of nitrogen. And even in this one, this season was kind of a little wet, and I think the yields were higher compared to 07. The CC is a crop circle, maybe I forgot to tell you that. CC is a crop circle and GS is the green seeker. They follow the same trend. Both those sensors follow the same trend regarding the NDVI observations. Here's the graph. This one can usually shows how the green seeker is kind of bumpy, and whereas the green crop circle is kind of consistent. It's getting me a trend, like from starting there from 177 Julian days till the mid bloom. I can see the values going up. Whereas in case of green seeker, they're going up and down. On the first open bowl for the 2008 data, the yields on here, lint yields are pretty high compared to, it's not very, pretty high, but they're higher compared to 07. And also, they follow the same trend as 07. They are significantly different from other treatments, but within treatments, there's hardly any difference. And as I told you, 60 to 80 pounds of N per hectare would be sufficient to get an optimum yields, or a yield goal of, to get a yield goal of 2.5 bales per acre, 60 to 80 pounds of N would be sufficient. And here the recovery efficiency in case of STB is 101%. It's pretty high compared to 07. This I can attribute mostly to the wet season of 08, and also the response, because the zero N was showing significant difference compared to other treatments. That's how we got the 101% recovery efficiency. Or we calculate the recovery efficiency taking the total N uptake from the treatments, subtracting it from the zero total N uptake, divided by the total N applied. Now here's the correlation 08. In 08, you can see a stronger correlation between the lint yields and the different parameters, like N rate and the NDVA values, compared to 07. And here's the mid-bloom data for 09. 09 was a season where it was pretty wet season, and we did not find any kind of response in the treatments. Even the zero N applied plots showed similar yields, and also biomass, everything was close to other treatments. This can be mostly attributed to the mineralization which we had this year because of the wet and hot cycles, because we had frequent rains and also pretty high temperatures, close to 100 degrees for like 1 week. So I think because of this alternating wet and dry seasons, we had high mineralization. That can be attributed to the higher biomass and the higher other parameters when compared to the different N rates. One more thing here, because we not see any NDVA differences between the reference strategy 1 and the STB, so we not bump up the fertilizer. We kept the same fertilizer where it started from. So the STB is kind of close to reflectors 2 and 0.5 and reflectors 1, they have the same, got the same N rate. Then this year, I think we missed two sampling dates. We usually would do crop circle and green seeker once a week, and because of the wet season, because of these climatic conditions, we're not able to go into the field, and we missed two data points. So that's why we're missing two sampling days on there. And you can see that as the time goes by, close to mid-bloom, those NDVA values plateaued up. They're not going to go up anymore. And the first open bowl data here, you can see the lint yield on the zero is a little bit different. It's significantly, not very significant, but significantly different from other treatments, whereas the GS1, GS2 are all the same. The lint yields are kind of same. And the recovery efficiency in case of 2009, in case of STB, is only 49%, whereas in case of 08, in the year 08, we had 101, and in 07, we had close to 75%. The total unuptake on this year is the highest we found was 124 pounds per acre. And as I told you, because this year did not see any kind of response, the correlations were not very good, they were not very significant, and the crop cycle was only showing significant correlation with the N rate and the leaf and chlorophyll meter, not the lint yield at all. And summary, going to summary for 3 years, for 0.24 inches nitrate data, you can see in 07 was 17 pounds, 08 was 30, and 09 is only 18. Even though 08, in 09, we have only 18 pounds of profile nitrogen, and also the amount we applied was very low, the yields were higher compared to all those 2 years. There's a starter fertilizer which you applied to compensate for low phosphorus initial soil data. The irrigation nitrate we created like 20, another 25 pounds per acre in all 3 years. Going for amount of water we applied to this system was averaging like in 07 we applied 12 inches of water, in 08 and 09 we applied 10 inches of water. Amount of injected fertilizer, you can see it's 09, in 09 we applied only 24 pounds, but yields were pretty high, and 1600 pounds compared to 08 and 07. The recovery efficiency, as I told you before, in 07 is only 72%, where it was pretty high, 94, and this year, 07 had 77% because of no response between the treatments, between the control and the different end treatments. The lint yield, that's as follows trend, like 1300, 1500, and 1600. In 07, as I told you before, it's a hot season, it was late planted because of the hail damage. In 08, we had 1500 pounds. It's kind of ideal, I don't say it's ideal, but it's kind of ideal season for a cotton. And 09 was pretty high because of the high rainfall and also hot temperatures. Going to the conclusions part, the NDVI values were weakly to moderately correlated to in-season leaf end, biomass, and lint yield. Reflectance-based end management strategy 1 saved 22, 26, and 50% end compared to soil test-based management during 07, 08, and 09, respectively. The recovery efficiency of daily injection of N between early square and mid-bloom was 62 to 94%. This recovery efficiency is 62 to 94 under subsurface drip. It will go for row irrigation or the center pivot there below. And with that, I'm going to end my talk.
One question. All right. Thank you.